It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Before tonight's curtain rises, here are Fibber and Molly saying,
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day for every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
The monthly business meeting of the Wistful Vista Elks Club is just about to break up right now. In fact, the chairman is saying,
and so, gentlemen, since that takes care of all our business for this session, and since it is getting close to dinner time, do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I move we adjourn.
I second the motion.
Meeting's adjourned. Don't forget the cheer-up committee for tonight, McGee. That's you and Wally Whippo.
Yeah, we know, Ed. As a matter of fact, Molly's here right now to pick us up. We're going over to the hospital to cheer up Herb Travis.
McGee.
Over here, Molly. Hey, Wimp, Molly's here. You ready?
Well, just getting my coat. Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. Well, how'd the meeting go?
Oh, it was the most orderly meeting we've had in months.
Yeah, and you know why? It's that new 10-cent fine we put through that for every time a guy interrupts when some other guy has the floor. That's why. My idea.
And a splendid idea it is, too. I wish I
had started. Oh, McGee, wait a minute. Oh, hello, Miss McGee.
Hello, Mr. Harper.
Say, McGee, before you go, you want to settle up?
Hmm? Yeah, Ed, sure, Ed. Let me see. Four times, wasn't it?
That's right, 40 cents. And that suggestion you made cost you money tonight, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, it was worth it to keep that Fred Krupp from shoving that ridiculous motion of his through.
What motion was that?
To raise the fine to a quarter. No sense losing our heads over this thing. Well, I guess it'll just have to wait, Ed. You see, I don't happen to have any small change. I can't pay you. And knowing the size of our treasure, I'm sure you don't have change for a 10.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Hmm? How about a 20?
Quit clowning around, McGee, and pay the man.
Well, gee whiz, I hate to break a 10.
We've all got to go sometime, my boy.
Yeah, but once it's busted, it goes so fast. I saved this 10 up a dime at a time. It took me weeks. Ah, well, an honest debt is an honest debt and should be paid with a smile, I guess. Here's your dad ratted 10.
Well, thanks, Pagliacci, and here's your change. 5, 4 ones, and 60 cents. Our anemic treasury is grateful for this transfusion, McGee. It's been rather sickly, but with this new fine you introduced, and with the reliable men of your caliber, men we can always depend on to interrupt at 10 cents
a time. Come on, Molly, let's go.
Me too, Mr. McGee. I'm on the cheer-up committee, too, you know.
The new hospital is over on Riverside, you know. You'd better take 3rd Street.
I know, Molly, I know.
Cold this evening.
Well.
How are you doing in the back seat there, Mr. Wimple? Is the heat getting to you?
Yes, Mrs. McGee, I'm fine, just fine.
Fine.
Fine, fine, fine. Must you two keep using that word fine? I'm trying to forget.
The fine was only 40 cents, McGee.
Well, it isn't that. It's breaking that 10 that gets me. I saved that 10 bucks a dime at a time. You know how fast the money goes when you break a big bill. Boom, 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 gone.
Watch the light. It's changing.
I see the light. I see it.
Oh, will you look over there on that corner, McGee?
Hmm?
That poor man selling flowers there. In this weather.
My goodness, I certainly don't envy him.
What you blowing the horn for?
I'm going to buy some flowers. Take some flowers to Herb Travis. Heck, I already busted the tent anyhow, and you know how fast it goes once you bust it. Hey, Bud, over here.
Well, now, isn't that a nice thought?
No, the tent is busted anyhow. Another 2 bits ain't going to make any difference.
Yes, sir. Some nice fresh flowers, mister.
Yeah, I want a nice big bunch. How much are they?
75 cents for the daisies and $1 for the carnations.
What? A buck for those lots?
McGee.
Okay. Give me a bunch. The daisies.
You better hurry up, McGee. The light is changing.
There it goes. It turned green.
Here's your daisy, sir.
Oh, dadrat, I don't have enough change. Oh, here. Here's a dollar bill. Give me the change, quick. Quick, I got to get moving.
Yes, sir. There you are, and thank you very much.
Shut up with those horns back there. I'm going. That's ratted anyway.
Hey, mister, wait! It was $5 bill you gave me!
What's he hollering about, Molly? Did you hear what he said?
He just said you gave him a $5 bill instead of a $1.
What? Oh, I'll run right back there.
McGee, you stay in this car. You want to get killed?
Yeah, but $5, I gotta get...
Well, drive around the block. Hurry up, he'll be waiting.
Aw, for that. Dad, Reddit, it's just like I told you. Once you break a 10, boom, 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 it's gone. That flower guy better be waiting, because I saved that money a dime at a time, and by George...
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. The stork is a bird that means business. And these days, the stork is working overtime, delivering 11,000 new babies in the USA every day of the week. This astonishing population increase means ever-growing needs for everything America makes, everything America eats, everything America wears. In fact, everything, period. And because Americans are not only raising more and larger families, but are living longer, working more, earning more, eating more, saving more, and buying more, there's a $500 billion backlog of goods and services urgently needed now. $500 billion worth of opportunity for you and every American. The better you know America, the better the future looks. Learn the exciting facts of today and the exciting promise of tomorrow. Write Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York, for your free copy of The Future of America. Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York. Ask for The Future of America.
All the rotten breaks. This would have to happen on a day like this. Well, I hope we can find that guy because I
couldn't find him anywhere, Mr. McGee. It's cold. I looked all up and down my side of the street, but
Look, Wimp, did you look good every place? Did you look in the stores?
Well, they're closed, Mr. McGee. Sunday nights, they're all closed.
Yeah, that's right. Dad ratted luck anyhow.
Could I get in the car now, Mr. McGee? I'm cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wimp. I didn't realize. Climb in. I hope Molly has better luck than you did because... Uh-oh, here she comes now. Hey, Molly, here we are.
Oh, let me in that nice warm car. Whew, I'm freezing.
Me too, Mrs. McGee.
Did you find the guy? Did you see him?
I looked everywhere, McGee. Even looked in that coffee shop down the street. How did you make out? No luck?
Nope. I sat right here in the car the whole time, you know, in case he came looking for the car.
Well, frankly, folks, I think the man skipped with Mr. McGee's money. That's what I think.
Looks like it. And he had such an honest face, too.
Yeah, those are the worst kind. Doggone it, why did I break that dad-ratted $10 bill in the first place?
Don't you remember? You had to pay 40 cents for...
See what I told you, Molly? Once you break them, they're gone. If I hadn't have broke that 10, I wouldn't have gave the guy a 5 by mistake.
No, you'd probably have given him the 10 by mistake.
Oh.
Well, there's no use crying over spilt milk. We might as well drive over to the hospital and let you and Mr. Wimple do your visiting and forget it.
Yeah, I guess... Hey, wait a minute. It's still about half an hour before visiting hours start. And since all I got left of my 10 is $4 and some change... Let's go at that coffee shop.
That's for me.
I'll treat for the hamburgers, all around.
Oh, you are a real sport, Mr. McGee. I'm so hungry, I could eat an elephant. But if they don't have any elephant burgers, I'll take hamburgers because...
Okay. $1. One measly buck and 2 cents change that waitress gave me. That's all I got left out of that 10.
Well, the hamburgers were your idea, McGee. Don't take the pleasure out of it now by complaining about it.
What's the difference? It just proves what I told you, Molly. Once you bust a 10, boom, 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 gone.
Delicious babies, though.
So let it be a lesson to me. Next time I save up 10 bucks a dime at a time, I'll hide it from myself. If I'm stupid enough to carry it around with me the way I spend money.
McGee, what's the matter? What are you staring at?
Our bumper. Hey, look who's here, sitting on our bumper.
Heavenly days.
The flower man, sitting there in the cold.
Yep, I'm sure glad I found you folks. I've been looking all over for you. When you turn that corner, I run after you, but I lost you in the traffic. But then later, I recognized your car here, so I waited.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Well, gee, then you didn't run out with my dough after all.
Not me, mister. I don't pick pockets. I just sell flowers.
Well, here, for being so honest, take this buck. It's all I got left. But you deserve it as a reward.
Good for you, McGee.
Well, what the heck? It's only money.
Yes, it's only money.
Well, thanks. And here's your five back.
Gee, my five. Well, Molly, at least I got $5 intact. Nice, neat little $5 bill. And this bill I'm not breaking, no matter what. Well, come on, let's get in the car.
Just a minute, mister. I don't want to seem greedy or anything about the flowers. If this dollar you give me is a reward, you still haven't paid for the flowers.
Hmm? Oh, for the love of... You just can't win. Okay, here's the five.
Well, gee, mister, don't get mad. I'm not sore.
I'm just kind of disgusted, that's all. Keep the five. Never mind any change. Just give me $5 worth of flowers.
$5 worth?
$5 worth of flowers?
Yeah, every time I break a bill, it goes anyway.
Boom, 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 gone.
Right, so I might as well live it up, do some good with it. We'll take the whole $5 worth of flowers to the Riverside Hospital and spread them around the wards.
Oh, McGee, that's a sweet idea.
Oh, it is indeed a noble thought.
Take them all for the five. I'm for that kind of thinking, too. You know, I live across the street from that there hospital, and them people looking out them windows, they look mighty sad. I'm with you folks.
Oh, you certainly are. Hop right in.
Hop in?
We're going right to the hospital right now, and we'll drive you home. Right, McGee?
I'll say we will. You can sit in back with Mr. Wimple.
Oh, isn't this a happy ending? For the first time all evening, I feel nice and warm all over.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with some advice to help you through those busy weekday hours. Stay tuned to NBC for the finest in daytime entertainment. Monday through Saturday mornings, for example, you'll hear Mary Margaret McBride, one of your favorite people for many years, in an informal program featuring items of interest to women everywhere, plus some entertaining and informative highlights designed to keep you up to date in this busy world of ours. Mary Margaret McBride, a name that means daytime entertainment, heard on NBC. Also in the mornings, you'll find Quiz Fun with Strike It Rich and The Phrase That Pays. Then in the afternoon, drama with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, Stella Dallas, and Lorenzo Jones. And you're sure to enjoy the delightfully different show Hotel for Pets, a new feature brought to you every weekday, and the unusual interview show called It Pays to Be Married with popular Jay Stewart. All these and many more to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way. Keep tuned to NBC Radio.
I sure feel good about that flower man, McGee.
So do I, but...
But what?
I sure feel bad about that 10. You know, I saved that up a dime at a time.
I know. Well, there's one consolation.
What's that?
This won't happen to you again for at least 6 months.
But, yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Jack Crucian as the Flower Man. Don't forget to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.